What's up, everybody? Jesse from Plant the Spear here. Just want to share a few quick post-game thoughts. After Florida State escapes with a win against Boston College, 31-29, and really just a terrible game all around for FSU, one of the worst games we've seen in this team play in years. I mean, this was one of those where you almost felt like it was another Jacksonville State type of game or something where they just looked past the opponent. And if we're being honest, I think they got caught looking ahead to Clemson. I don't think they were ready for this. The team was flat, uninspired, and it was just a poor performance overall. But the fortunate thing is you still get a win. I mean, even as bad as they played in this one, really in all three phases, they were able to come out and get a victory. This is a game where I feel like Florida State would have found a way to lose the last few years. So at least you've kind of gotten over that hump, you know, where you saw they played bad against Wake Forest and NC State last year. And now both of those teams are probably better than what you saw, you know, from a Boston College team this year. But I will say that when you look at Boston College, they had a really bad loss the first week, and then they barely beat an FCS team the second week. But as they continue to develop, Castellanos, who was had a really good game against Florida State, I think that team might be better than we think going in the long run. I don't think they're a good team, and I don't think you should have been in the game like it was. But basically, my point is the fact that you can play one of the worst games we've seen Florida State play in years on the road against a conference opponent and still managed to come away with a win. And really, I mean, you got lucky because they didn't deserve to win that game. Boston College had 18 penalties, a turnover, so you kind of got lucky there, especially on that last drive where they got the face mask. But as still at one point, Florida State was up by 3 touchdowns. They looked like they were going to deliver the knockout blow, and then, of course, you have the fumble that turns into points for Boston College and got them right back in it. But, you know, obviously, like we said, the special teams miscues with the failure to cover the pooch kick there or the squib kick, which was really kind of head scratching. Tackling was kind of poor in this one. We had a punt bounce off Keon Coleman and went out of bounds. So that was kind of fortunate there. But I think really this week, they just got to get back to basics and they got to focus on fixing the mistakes because we've seen the mistakes kind of get worse over the last 3 weeks, and which is kind of concerning, especially when you look at a team like Clemson, who is really kind of getting things rolling now. I mean, I know they had a lot of mistakes against Duke, and they were in a bit of a dogfight last week with Charleston Southern, but then they ended up pulling off, and right now they're absolutely destroying Florida Atlantic as we speak. But Florida State's not the only team that has struggled. I mean, Alabama almost got upset by a 1-11 South Florida team from last year, which was just really shocking. I mean, you saw North Carolina go to double overtime last week against Appalachian State. Georgia was down against South Carolina at halftime. So, I mean, teams have off weeks. It does happen. I don't know if it's true or not. I've seen some, you know, some people, even players' parents that have confirmed it. Apparently, there was possibly a bug going around for the team where maybe there were some flu issues or just something in general where the team wasn't feeling well. Obviously, you had some injuries in this game. Maurice Smith was out. Robert Scott Jr. was out. You had Akeem Dent out. But I still don't think it excuses a lot of what we saw. Just as far as the lack of focus and the lack of intensity, that was something that I said I was worried about in this game, especially when you talk about it being the red bandana game for Boston College, where they typically do show up. You know, we thought the keys to this game was going to be setting the tone and establishing the run, and they failed to really do both of those. I think Boston College came out and kind of punched Florida State in the mouth, and they weren't ready for it. But I think with this one, you really just kind of got to look at the film for what it is. And you made a lot of mistakes and you just got to kind of learn from it and bury it and move on. I mean, you're still 3-0. You know, you may end up falling out of the top five or you may end up dropping a few spots. Depends on what happens around you. But as long as you keep winning, that's all that really matters. I mean, Florida State had trouble with Boston College in 2013, still went on to win the national championship. So I still think you can be okay here. There's just a lot to clean up. I mean, there was not a lot of pressure by Florida State. They failed to spy the mobile quarterback, and you have a guy who's only started 2 games at Boston College, just being the second start, that put up over 400 all-purpose yards. Really, what stood out to me is you gave up a 20% explosive play rate, where Boston College had a 6% and 7% explosive play rate in the first 2 weeks against much worse teams than Florida State. You know, you really didn't get the run game going a lot, only under 130 yards in this one, 135 against LSU. So against the Power 5 defenses, you've kind of struggled to get that going. You know, Keon Coleman only had one catch, didn't have any catches in this game. But at the same time, Johnny Wilson got going again, had over 100 yards. We saw some nice catches there. And the defense did bow up a little bit in the third quarter. You know, so it wasn't entirely terrible, but it was 99% bad. But again, you got the win, and I feel like you can just kind of regroup. I feel like they'll rebound next week. I mean, they know that this is a big game coming up against Clemson. And I really do feel like this is one of those games that causes you to do a little bit of soul searching. I mean, this team knows what they have. They know what they can accomplish. And I hate to see them wasted. And they still beat LSU the way they did. The team we saw in the second half against LSU still beat them 31-7 and 31-0 if you don't count the garbage time touchdown. And LSU went out and beat Mississippi State today 41-14. So this team still is good. I'm not ready to hit the panic button yet. It's just, I think, you know, if possibly there is some truth to that, the team being sick or having a bug going around and you're on the road in your first daytime game, your first true road game, you know, a game that Boston College is up for, and you played one of the worst games we've seen in years, but you still managed to come away with a win. I think that just speaks to how much better Florida State is getting. So hopefully we get some positive injury news. We saw Jordan Travis get injured, but then came back. Jaheim Bell got injured, but was back in the game. Tatum Bethune, I'm not really sure 100% if he returned. So hopefully he's okay as well. And then hopefully you get your starting offensive line back, because I think the run push in this game was an issue. We did see one bad snap, which fortunately went your way. So hopefully you can get those guys back for next week. But really just an uncharacteristic game by FSU, but I don't want to overreact over one game. You know, the weather wasn't as much of an influence as we thought, but I think it did play a little bit into Boston College's plans on what they wanted to do. But they were still able to throw all over your defense, which is a huge concern. So hopefully they get a lot of that cleaned up over the next week, because Clemson will beat you if you play like this. I mean, they seem to be really kind of rebounding as their season progresses. So you're going to have to bring it next week, and that's going to be a big game. You know, maybe this is something where Clemson feels a little better about themselves in that game, and now Florida State is not so much coming in as a heavy favorite, but now maybe, you know, it puts a little bit of chip on your shoulder, because people are going to probably talk bad about you over the next week because it was a scare. But this happens all the time. It's college football. Things happen that you don't expect. And, you know, for them to play bad but still come out with the win, then you're 3-0, you know, and you just got to learn from it, bury the film, and move on to the next week. And, you know, again, we've seen this team play at a really high level, and it's crazy the swings that they have. I mean, you have a team here that can go on the road and almost get beat by Boston College, and then you have a team that blew out the SEC West champion from last year and is looking good so far again. You know, through the next two games that LSU has played. So it's just crazy how much of a swing this team has. I just hate to see them kind of spoil an opportunity with the pieces that they've gathered and experience and everything by having a bad game. But, you know, last year when we saw them play the bad games, like I said, they lost those. And so now you were still able to win. Now, Boston College, again, we'll see. We'll wait to see how good they are throughout the season. I think as Castellanos continues to develop, his week-over-week progression has been impressive. So they might be a little better than you think there. But, you know, I mean, teams do struggle. Teams do have off weeks. And that's something that we talked about in the preseason was, can I predict Florida State to go undefeated? I don't know, because teams do have off weeks at time, but at least you were able to have an off week and then come back and win. So just some really strange things in this game. I don't think the game plan was particularly well thought out. You didn't bring a lot of pressure till late in the game. You didn't spy the mobile quarterback. You know, you didn't target Keon Coleman a lot. I mean, I know he kind of struggled this game, but you still managed to win, and you got a big one coming up next week. So, you know, you can't let this game beat you twice. You just need to focus on next week. And again, I do think they had a little factor there of getting caught looking ahead to Clemson. So hopefully maybe that pays off next week. Maybe, who knows, maybe Mike Norvell was just playing coy, you know, and didn't want to be overwhelming favorite going into Clemson. And of course I'm being sarcastic here, but you know, overall, just a really disappointing and overly stressful Saturday that I didn't think was going to be this stressful. So, you know, hopefully you guys, if you've had a frosty beverage or taken a walk and contemplated life or pet your dog or whatever you do to release stress, because I didn't plan on this Saturday being like it was. But, you know, at the end of the day, as bad as it was, you still got the win. And then if you go into Death Valley next week and you beat a Clemson team that seems to be finding their footing, everyone will forget about this game. No one will talk about Boston College. You know, and if you win every game on your schedule, even if it's by 1 point, you'll be where you want to be at the end of the year. So I'm not hitting the panic button yet, but they got a lot to work on this week. They have a lot to clean up. And so hopefully we get some positive injury news. I think that's step number one on having guys available. Of course, we know Florida State doesn't put out injury news, but hopefully you get some positive developments there as far as everybody being available for next week. And then, you know, hopefully this is a little bit of a humbling experience for them. And so they can go in and just kind of reevaluate everything and really step it up for next week. But with that being said, guys, I guess we'll wrap it up here. Like I said, I'm not in my normal studio, so hopefully the quality turns out well here. I'm recording on the go. So we'll be back with more in-depth coverage next week. And until then, we'll talk to you guys later. Have a great weekend. Go Noles.